Well, great morning, everyone. My name is Don Hutchins, and it is my absolute honor to be able to do this morning's Mojo Call. I want to share with you some of the experiences I've been going through the last month or so and draw a parallel with how it relates to what we do in ACM. You see, I am a self-avowed hobbyist. I do have a lot of hobbies, I have to admit. I love doing a lot of different things. Things such as the spectrum is broad. I love to bake. I love to bowl. I'm in a bowling league. I fly airplanes. I love archery. That's just some of the many different things that I love doing. I love word games and puzzles. I love playing Scrabble. The recent thing that is a completion, or actually it may be the beginning of something that I've been fascinated with my entire life, is I've always been fascinated with big trucks, tractor trailers, and I can just feel somebody on the line saying, ooh. I recently completed a successful CDL, commercial driver's license, run, where I obtained my CDL. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world do you want to do that for? Well, first of all, it begins with the fascinating with big trucks. And secondly, I've always wanted to drive across America. So maybe I can marry the two and get that done. But I digress. How does this all relate to our ACM experience? Well, let me tell you. There are many things that you have to go through in order to get a CDL. The first is the enrollment process. You got to enroll in the process of deciding you want to do this. Does that sound familiar with ACM? In order to enroll in the DOT, in the process for getting a CDL, you have to get a DOT physical. That's a Department of Transportation physical required for everybody that holds a CDL permit. And then you have to, at least these are the Maryland guidelines, and I'm fairly certain they're pretty close in other states as well, you have to take the written test and get your learner's permit. Now, there are several different things on the written. There are the general knowledge. There are air brakes. There are the combination vehicle. And then there are other specialties, endorsements they call them, like driving tankers or hazardous materials, also known as hazmat, doubles and triples even. Oh, so you have to enroll in the process, though. You got to get started. And you have to make that commitment. There's a word. Make the commitment to enroll in the process. You've done that with ACM. And then the next thing you have to do with the CDL process is you have to enroll in learning some things. There are some things you have to know that you'll be tested on when you go back to DMV to take your test. The first is you have to learn the pre-trip. This is very important. It's where you, prior to any trip, you have to do an inspection of the vehicle, the whole thing. Yes, this is a 53-foot trailer I'm talking about, and with the cab. The vehicle that I learned in was about 73 feet long in total. The pre-trip involves knowing all of the ins and outs of different parts and inspecting them prior to a long journey to ensure that hopefully nothing will break down along the way. This pre-trip is an absolute necessity in order to move on with the next phases of the examination when you go to take your test. So you got to study and learn your pre-trip. The next thing you have to do is learn and practice your skills. There are some skills that you're tested on during the testing process before you go out and take the examiner on a road test. There are only three of them in Maryland. Some states have four. But they involve being able to back that tractor trailer up a certain distance. They call it a straight back. You got to back it up straight in between lines and cones, and you can't hit them. The next skill is called an offset, whereby if you were parked at one loading dock and you needed to move to another loading dock next to it to be able to offset parking, move the tractor trailer, the whole vehicles, and line it up with the next one. So it's an offset. And then the third skill is called parallel parking. That's right. Parallel parking a tractor trailer. Now, I can feel somebody's anxiety level just shot way up because you struggle to parallel park a car. I feel you. I grew up in rural Georgia. We didn't have to parallel park. There was nowhere to parallel park. I wasn't in Atlanta like Charlene is in Snellville, nearer to Atlanta. I was out in the country down in southwest Georgia. I had to learn how to parallel park when I got to D.C. to the DMV. Well, I had to learn how to parallel park a 73-foot tractor trailer. Oh, but guess what? I can do it. The last thing is practice and execute the road test. So in our training, we went out with the instructors outside of the gate, we would call it, and we would drive around in the area. I was taking my training in Baltimore County, actually Dundalk, for those of you who are in the Baltimore area. I was over in Dundalk, right near the harbor, near the port of Baltimore. And so we drove around that area getting our skills up to par for the road test. And then came this past Monday, where I had my actual road test. It began with a wonderful two-hour drive to Salisbury, Maryland, over on the eastern shore. Yes, that was the nearest facility that had a test state available. I went there, I went through my pre-trip, all of my skills, and did the road test, and praise God, successfully obtained my CDL, commercial driver's license. Now, how does all this relate to ACN, you may be asking? Well, we have to enroll in the process, just like I had to enroll in and get my DOT and take my learners, my written test for my CDL. You have to enroll in the process with ACN. You have to sign a rep agreement. You had to go in and set up your back office and your website and get your Zoom accreditation. And that is enrolling in the process. You had to get your mindset right around deciding, I'm going to do this, and then moving into action to do it. The second part of the process I mentioned with the CDL was learning the pre-trip, the absolute necessity in order to move on. Well, there's some ACN skills that you have to learn. Training helps to teach us those skills. Attending events where training happens as well, and peeking and inviting. Oh yes, those are learning skills, peeking and inviting. Now, I know you may be thinking that's actually in the game working, but what we are doing, particularly when we're new, is we are learning as we peek and invite. We learn creative and various ways to peek people, depending on who they are and what their needs are. That's how we pick them. We might ask them, outside of what you currently do, do you look at other ways of making money? Or we might approach them and say, hey, do you look at ways of diversifying your income? There are other ways that we learn how to do, but we peek and then we invite. And we peek and we invite. And we peek and we invite. And we continue to do this. One of the things I did to learn my pre-trip, because it's about a 10-page document, by the way, was when they gave it to me, I went home immediately and I recorded the whole thing and I listened to it over and over again. I had about an hour drive to get to class and it took about an hour and a half to get home every day. I could listen twice going and three times coming back home every day. So that was listening to it five times a day, the entire pre-trip. But when I did, when I got there, early by the way, I was generally the first one at class. I would do a pre-trip every day. After having listened to it twice coming in, I would do an actual pre-trip, then I would listen to it three times a day going home. All of that helped me to breeze through that process. As you continue to peek and invite, peek and invite, peek and invite, peek and invite, you'll get just like Mr. Oren Solomon, Mrs. Leanne Gabriel. You'll get good at it to where you can do it in different situations and circumstances. You'll learn to listen for clues that people give you and be able to peek and invite them based on what they tell you. But you got to practice, practice, practice. You have to, as I told my class members who were astonished, oh, by the way, it was an 8-week program that I was in to get the CDL, and I came to the program late. Someone had dropped out, so I took their slot. So I came to this 8-week program late. They had been in about 3 weeks when I got there, and I finished in 3 weeks. So I left out of the program, graduated, if you will, early. Some of you are thinking, I'm late to this ACN game. It's been around 28 years, and I'm late. It doesn't matter. I came to the program late. I hit it hard. I was very disciplined. I worked hard, and I was able to graduate, if you will, early by getting my CDL. Some of you look at such stars, we call them, as Million Dollar Perkins, who came to ACN, what, just over 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, late compared to some of you, and she hit the ground running, went to work, and she has achieved some success, what we would call early, compared to how long some of you may be saying that you've been in. It doesn't matter, because she did the requirement to get the RVP, and she worked hard, the same way I did to get the CDL in 3 weeks and 2 days. And the message that I gave to my classmates is the same message that I hear coming from Mrs. Perkins. Work hard. We all have the same system. We all have the same opportunities. It's what we do with them that matter. So you got to practice. As I speed toward my close, those skills that I had to learn, the straight back driving, the straight back backing up, offset parking and parallel parking, we have some parallel things here in ACN. We learn, we practice, and we execute presentations, PBZs we call them. After all that peeking and inviting, we are peeking and inviting people to presentations. And while when we all started, we sat there wondering how in the world people stand before the room, or if you are a Zoom baby, how they are able to present in front of everybody on Zoom, it's because they've enrolled in a process. They learn, they practice, they execute. They peek and invite, they peek and invite, they peek and invite, and then they present. They go through the 1 to 10 themselves. Get it. It's in your back office. Practice it. As you listen to Mr. Solomon, Mrs. Gabriel, the Walkers, Mrs. Perkins, or whomever your upline mentor is, as you listen to them do it, practice, practice, practice. What you'll discover is you'll be able to do it sooner than you think if you put the time in. So you got to practice, practice, practice. I would get in early, do my pre-trip, and then I would start practicing my skills, my straight back, my offset, my parallel. They graded us on those in class. I was the first one to successfully do all three skills without stepping out of bounds. And then when we did them again, I had the lowest time. But they would be amazed at how I would get there early and be practicing. At lunch, I never left the premises. I always brought my lunch. I would eat in about 15 or 20 minutes, then hop back in the truck and continue practicing, straight back, offset, parallel. And then we got off at 4 o'clock. Well, I didn't leave till 5, so that's the next class, the evening class, didn't start till 5, so I would practice for another hour. It wasn't any accident that I was able to master those skills because I practiced. That's the same thing with ACN. We got to practice, we got to practice, we got to practice. We have to peek and invite and do presentations. Peek and invite and do presentations. Peek and invite and do presentations. That brings me to the last thing. I had to do the road test, and that was a wonderful experience with Lauren, who was my examiner over in Salisbury. So we rode around Salisbury, made tight turns and made some other things, and what she did was she was sitting there, and the whole purpose of the road test is for the examiner to feel comfortable that you can safely operate this vehicle. Well, in ACN, our last step is not a road test. It's how we practice and execute our closing. We might say things such as, do you see an opportunity for yourself? Based on what you've heard, does this look like something that would fit into your current lifestyle and schedule? Is this something that you know you need to do right now? However you choose to close, practice closing. Practice it. Practice it. But you can only practice closing after you practice presenting. And you can only practice presenting after you practice peeking and inviting. So it's a big cycle. You, as my friend Deshaun Jones would say, rinse and repeat over and over and over. We continue to do this over and over and over. I would do those skills over and over and over. And there were times when I'd say, oh, my God, I'm tired of doing this. But I kept doing it because I had a goal in mind. You have to have a goal in mind with ACN and keep pushing ahead ad nauseum sometimes with the no's we have to go through, with the people who say they'll show up and they don't, with all of the things that we have to deal with. Just continue to push through that. And you know what will happen? You'll look up and you'll be successful in your ACN journey. My name is Don Hutchins. It has been my absolute pleasure to talk to you. Rinse and repeat over and over and over. You can do this if you put your mind to it. Have a great, absolutely wonderful day.